Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. Today we are learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis and Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel. Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis is going to explain the first ruling of the previous Mishnah, Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph, that the mitzvah of Lulav is performed in the Beis HaMikdash on either 6 days or on 7 days. Says the Mishnah, Lulav, Shiva, Ketz, and how is it possible for the mitzvah of Lulav to apply either on 6 days of Sukkot or on 7 days of Sukkot? Yom Tov Arishon Shal Chag, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, Lulav, Shiva. If the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, the lulav is then taken on all 7 days. The Chachamim prohibited performing the mitzvah of lulav on Shabbos, but they did not apply their gezerah on the first day of the Chag. Therefore, in a year when the first day is a Shabbos, the mitzvah of lulav is going to be observed on all 7 days of Sukkot. Ushar kol hayamim shisha, but if the first day falls out on any other day besides for Shabbos, then the mitzvah is going to apply only on 6 days, because in this case, where the first day is a regular day of the week, then there's not going to be a lulav on that day, and there's only going to be arba minim on the following 4 days. Continuing now with Perek Dalet Mishnah Gimel, and we're going to discuss the second part of that first Mishnah, Arava Shiva Ketz. And how is it possible for the mitzvah of Arava, again walking around the Mizbech with the Arba Minim, to apply either on 7 days or on 6 days? Says the Mishnah, Yom Shvi Shel Arava Shecholios B'Shabbos Arava Shiva. If the 7th day of the Arava ceremony, meaning the 7th day of Sukkot, is known as Hoshana Rabbah, falls on a Shabbos, then the ceremony of the Arava is going to be held on all 7 days. The Chacham prohibited the mitzvah of Arava of walking around the Mizbech on Shabbos, but they did not apply the decree on the 7th day of the Yontif, similar to what we said previously when it comes to the Arba Minim, on not applying when Shabbos is the first day of the Chag. Therefore, in a year where the 7th day, where Hoshana Rabbah, is a Shabbos, the mitzvah of Arava is going to be observed on all 7 days of Sukkot. Ushar kol yom shisha, but if the 7th day of Hoshana Rabbah falls out on any other day of the week, then the ceremony is going to only going to be held on 6 days. Quick review, Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis taught us, how is it possible for the mitzvah of lulav to apply either on 6 days or the 7 days? So we said that if the first day of Sukkot if the first day of Sukkot is Shabbos, then the decree of the rabbis not to carry the Arba Minim, not to use the Arba Minim in the Beis HaMikdash does not apply on that particular year, and therefore it's going to be all 7 days of the Chag. But if the first day of Sukkot is any other day, then once you get to Shabbos, it's not going to be Arba Minim, and therefore in that year, you're only going to do the mitzvah of Arba Minim 6 days. And then Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel taught us similarly when it comes to the Arava going on the Mizbech with the Arba Minim. So we said that if Hoshana Rabbah appears and falls on Shabbos, then in that day, then that year, it's going to be all 7 days that you're doing the ceremony of the Arava. However, if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on any other day that year, then you're only going to do the Arava ceremony for 6 days, and you're not going to do it on the 7th day in that particular year. Have a great day.